I think that many of you know that Monsignor Pearson is one of our retired priests who lives here at the cathedral and helps us with masses and confessions each week. Following his retirement, he volunteered for 8 years to be a guardian ad litem for the state of Washington. The literal meaning of guardian ad litem is guardian for the lawsuit. This guardian ad litem is an individual appointed by the court to represent the best interests of a child or an incapacitated adult when they're involved in some kind of case in superior court. So, for example, this would be children who have been taken away from their parents and then placed in a foster home or with some other member of the family. And that happens because of physical abuse, allegations of sexual abuse, neglect. And he told me that 80% of these cases involve parents who are using methamphetamine, 80% of his cases. In these situations of moving children to foster homes or with other family members, a guardian ad litem is needed to protect the interests of vulnerable children unable to protect themselves. Interestingly enough, our gospel this morning uses similar legal language. So the setting is Jesus with the apostles. He knows that the ascension, his ascension, is just around the corner. And so he tells his disciples that after he leaves them, they don't need to be worried because he is going to send them another advocate. In sacred scripture, the word advocate is law court terminology. An advocate will act on another's behalf, the one who speaks in defense of the person, or the one who protects the interests of those who are unable to protect themselves. A strong argument could be made that an advocate, in biblical language, is a guardian ad litem, more personal than simply a defense attorney. An advocate not only defends, but offers counsel and comfort. And so this is the context in which Jesus says to his apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." Jesus assures them that although he will be leaving them, he will send an advocate, a guardian ad litem, who will defend them just as Jesus did in the same manner when Jesus was with them on earth. And we know that that happened in a variety of ways many times when he was the advocate. We saw that when he came to their defense during the storm on the Sea of Galilee, and he brilliantly protected the woman caught in adultery, making sure that she wasn't stoned. He consoled and comforted. And then the summation of Jesus' entire life as an advocate, as a guardian ad litem, were heard in his final words from the cross. On behalf of his unrepentant murderers, Jesus says in defense, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The Superior Court for the State of Washington sent Monsignor as a guardian ad litem into the homes of children who had no one to protect their interests. God the Father sent his Holy Spirit on Pentecost as a guardian ad litem for the church, for you, and for me. And ever since Pentecost, The Holy Spirit has been giving the church defense and counsel and support. And boy, we have needed it. You've heard me say this, I'm sure I've argued many times, that if the Catholic Church were purely a human institution, we would have ceased to exist a long time ago. Because of our own human sinfulness and weakness, we are vulnerable to the empty show of Satan. We have and we always will need the Holy Spirit to act on our behalf and to keep us safe. Part of the role of a guardian ad litem is certainly, yes, to protect the interests of the child or the incapacitated adult, but if there are problems, the guardian ad litem goes to the court immediately to get the situation rectified with the judge, to bring about a kind of purification to the situation. And when you think about it, the fire of the Holy Spirit does the exact same thing. What will purify an infected metal instrument? Fire. Fire burns away impurities to reveal a pristine condition. We need that from the Holy Spirit. In a church filled with sinners from the top to the bottom, we need the fire of the Holy Spirit to purify this institution in an ongoing way from infection, from heresies, from abuses, from infidelity and sin. And I think that should be a source of comfort for us, helping us when our hearts are troubled or when they are afraid. I know Monsignor very well, and during his 8 years as a guardian ad litem, he was a bulldog as an advocate for children and incapacitated adults. In fact, I would argue that they couldn't have had any better advocate for them. And in a similar fashion, we in the church could have no better advocate than the third person of the Most Blessed Trinity. Next Sunday, we observe the Feast of the Ascension, the event where Jesus left the confines of this earth and ascended into heaven. The church's liturgy prepares us today to commemorate that event by repeating the words of our Lord, giving the apostles the assurance that another advocate for them will be sent on Pentecost. The presence of the gift of the Holy Spirit among us today is a source of great comfort and serves as the foundation for Jesus' parting words. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid.